Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And we are so blessed to be able to come to you from 12:45 to 1 o'clock every day. And we are thanking the Lord. We've got Middle Cross up. They're going to be singing 180 Degrees. And boy, it's talking about how that we made that about face. I mean, totally changed directions. We was walking for the world, living for the world, and then God saved us, amen, and totally changed our life. And from that point, we've never been the same. Hallelujah. And so I think you're going to enjoy this song from Middle Cross entitled 180 Degrees.
Started out walking on the road towards hell. There was nothing I could do to save myself. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell. I heard the good news from the preacher one day. It took his King James Bible to conviction my way. And the Holy Ghost extended God's amazing grace. God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. Now I walk each day with my head held high, because my Savior is living inside. Heaven is my home, I'm glory bound. Try to live my life a witness so the sinner might see the Lord Jesus Christ is living in me. And I can share with them God's word to be saved. Cause God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180.
Well, that was Middle Cross singing 180. We appreciate that good song. Today on the broadcast, we're going to be looking at the great procession bringing the ark to Jerusalem. And we're going to be looking at the text out of 1 Kings chapter number 8. And Solomon has built the house of God. And now it's time to bring the Ark of the Covenant in and to be able to set it up there in the holy place. And we're going to be looking at several different things throughout this week. But today we're going to focus our attention on the glorious procession. And that's good. We're talking about a parade, amen. We're talking about a movement, amen, of people moving forward. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today on the broadcast. Before we get started on the broadcast today, let me just pray for our listeners that the Lord will be with you today. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy and how that you brought us throughout this life, throughout this day. I pray for our listeners today. I pray that the broadcast would be a blessing to them. And I ask you, Father, would you season it with your spirit and that, Lord God, that they may be helped maybe in the car, maybe on the job, wherever they're at. We pray that you just touch and move in a holy way. We thank you so much. Amen. This is part one of the message. Take your Bible this morning, turn with me to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter number 8. 1 Kings chapter number 8 is where we're going to be. And we've been looking at the thought that God has a plan. Amen. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. Amen. And we thank the Lord. And what a blessing. Amen. We looked at last time at 1 Kings chapter number 6 about Solomon's temple. And we looked specifically at the architect of the house of God. We know who constructed it, amen. God give David the plans, amen, and David gives Solomon those plans. And then as a reminder, the architect is a person skilled in the art of building, a designer, and an architect also understands how that it all comes together. While you might not be able to see the plan, see and understand the plan, can I tell you today, God knows how this thing gonna come together, amen.
He got it all. It's all in his plan. You say, I can't understand, preacher, how in the world God's going to bring us out of this mess. You just hang in there, friend. God has a plan. Amen. We're going to be just fine. Amen. And then we looked at the materials of the temple, and we focused on the stones and the cedar trees that were used in the construction of it. However, this house was not any ordinary house. Every stone and every beam had been prepared in another location, amen. And once it was prepared and once it was fixed, it was then taken from that location and brought to the place of the holy site. There was no hammer, there was no axe, no any iron tool that was heard on the site of the holy place where they put this thing together. Did you know that the third temple has already, the materials for the third temple has already been prepared. And they're laying in wait until the time is right. And when the time is right, they're going to put it all together. It's already been constructed. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the third temple, the one the Antichrist is going to come in on. It's already been constructed, friend, just like these temples are. Amen. That temple was like set up that way as well. What's the deal, preacher? God ultimately has a plan. And this temple and all of these things that I've been talking about, they have one idea, and that's to point you straight to Calvary. If you miss Calvary, you miss everything. You don't want to miss Calvary, friend, and what Christ did at Calvary's Hill. I want to preach this morning on this thought, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. The great procession about bringing in the ark. You say, what are you talking about? The parade when they brought in the ark. That's what we want to look at. I want you to look with me once again at 1 Kings chapter number 8, verse number 7 this morning. Look at the text. It's going to be important that you do that. The Bible says, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of Israel, of the children of Israel, under King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all of the men of Israel assembled themselves under King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethan. And the priests took up the ark, and they brought up the ark of the Lord. Now, I was talking about this morning. Remember, I was talking about that great procession bringing the ark. Talking about that parade. Even they were assembling a great day right there. And verse number 5, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. That was a lot, wasn't it? And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place into the oracle of the house, and the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. Verse number 9. Look at verse number 9. And there was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb. Now remember, originally there were some more things within the ark. When the Ark of the Covenant had, you know, the two tablets of the Ten Commandments, it had Aaron's rod that budded, and it also had a pot of manna that was on the inside. But not in this instance. We only find that there's only the tables of the Ten Commandments is the only thing left within the Ark of the Covenant. Verse number 10, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about it got so good that they couldn't do their work. It got so good they couldn't preach no more. It got so good, amen, that it's outside the bank. Hallelujah. Sometimes it gets like that in here. We can't even preach, amen. Thank God, while we can't see the visible cloud, we sure can feel the presence of an almighty God. Amen. First thing I want you to see is this glorious possession. A possession is a number of people moving forward in an orderly fashion, much like that of what we call a parade. It's very, in the very first words of the chapter, we see this. Notice the Bible says in verse number 1, then Solomon assembled. I like what John G. Butler said here. He said, Solomon will later in his reign be guilty of gross misconduct. But early in his reign, his conduct was very noble. And one of those noble acts of conduct was his moving the Ark of the Temple. He did it in a grand way, which gave proper honor to the Ark, to the presence of God, and the spiritual matters. Friends, in our day, we make grand occasions for petty, frivolous things of this world. And then when it comes to the spiritual application, to the spiritual things of God, we treat it as common as so and so unimportant that we think that it's optional to become involved in the occasion or not. I'm amazed today at how people in our day are putting so much emphasis on things that don't matter. I'm telling you, we're in a day where people are pulling their hair out. They're absolutely going out of their mind about frivolous things that do not matter. Amen. Boy, you defriended me on Facebook and you didn't show up for my birthday party and you didn't do this and you didn't do that and all kinds of frivolous things. Amen. Can I tell you today, it ain't gonna be worth nothing 1,000 years from now. Notice what Solomon said, assembling. He called an assembly together. There's nothing more important. Can I tell you, there's nothing more important. You're not going to find anything hardly more important in the Word of God than gathering in the house of the Lord. You say, well, are you sure about this local church idea, preacher? All throughout the New Testament, friend, they went from church to church and added daily into the church. Amen. There was preachers, deacons, amen, all throughout the Word of God in the New Testament. Now, let me think about this. Do you think that you'll ever have progress in the things of God spiritually if you don't take a stand and assemble correctly to move forward in the things of God? You'll never have progress, friend. It's almost like trying to have victory without having Jesus. You cannot have victory without having Jesus, friend. You know, I think that some people like to have cake without going through the cooking process. I like to just take it and put it in my mouth. But you ain't gonna ever eat it with just flour. There's a process. And you gotta go through that process in order to get the cake. Amen. But when you get that cake, can I tell you, you can't have the cake without having to cook? Amen. And you can't have the cook, you can't have cake if you got the cook and you ain't got and you got the cake. You can't have that cake without having the ingredients, amen. There's things that's got to come together, got to assemble, amen. When you get it all together, this is what you get. 30 seconds in the microwave and I'm in heaven, amen. Can you imagine? Just take your wild imagination this morning and just hang out with me for 20 seconds. Think about this, what it would be like if you'd have prepared to come to the house of God today, read your Bible, prayed, confessed your sins, lived right outside the four walls of this building. Can you imagine what God would have done? Amen. Bing! Hallelujah! Amen. That's what it would have been like. You'd have just put some time forth. Are you trying to have the presence of God in your life without preparing? And you ever notice these people? I love it. I think it's so funny. It's kind of like riding down the road with a flat tire, but I got a tire on my car. You know, amen. Yeah, you got tires on your car, but they're flat. You ain't going nowhere. It's a bump, a bump, a bump, a bump, a bump, right? It's like people, man, that come to the house of God and they live like hell and the devil all week long. The tires are flat. Bump, 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 and they get in the house of God. Wow! I got them some air, fresh air, and then they go back to bump, 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 bump. What in the world, praise God. Stay in there. Keep the air in the tires. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'll stay close to God, amen, he'll stay close to you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 3-2. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.